Hello everyone, Sam Eugenio here once again. It's been a busy week, but I'm recording this video of this nature for the very last time, because I want to try out new things to offer you in my upcoming videos. It will still be called The Daily Nuggets with just a little twist. And by the way, thanks to you if you already subscribed to my YouTube channel. If you haven't done so yet, please, hit that subscribe button now or after watching this video. Now for our lesson. Is anyone a leader here, or are you positioning yourself to becoming one? Among many traits leaders must possess, leaders must be generous, predisposed to give their resources to others. Leaders believe a candle loses nothing when it lights another. Today, I want to zero in on generosity as a unique quality of a leader. And no one models this better than Boaz, the spiritual leader who became Ruth's husband. He owned a large field, and like other landowners, Boaz employed reapers to gather his harvest. When the reapers finished, the less fortunate were allowed to glean in the field, taking whatever remained of the harvested crops. Ruth was one such person. Boaz's generous spirit surfaced immediately when he saw Ruth. He asked the reapers about her identity, and then he expressed his generosity to her. And then Boaz displayed his generous leadership in so many ways. Number one, Boaz was generous with his compassion. He told Ruth not to glean anywhere else, that she would get all she needed from him. In the book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 89, the Bible says, "So Boaz said to Ruth, 'My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with the women who work for me. Watch the field where the men are harvesting and follow along after the women. I have told the men not to lay a hand on you. And whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled.'" Secondly, Boaz was generous with his compliments. Ruth chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 reads, "Boaz replied, 'I have been told all about you, all you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and mother and your homeland and came to live with the people you did not know before. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.'" Boaz noticed her sacrifice, and he complimented Ruth's efforts. Number three, Boaz was generous with his courtesy. Ruth chapter 2 verse 14 reads, "At meantime, Boaz said to her, 'Come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar.' When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over. Boaz invited her to join his staff for a meal. He kindly served Ruth all that she wanted." Number four, Boaz was generous with his crops. Ruth chapter 2 verse 15 and 16 reads, "As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men, 'Let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up, and don't rebuke her.' Boaz told his reapers to put out extra bundles of grain for her to find." Very generous. Number five, he was generous with his credibility. Ruth chapter 3 verse 11 down to 13 reads, And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All the people of my town know that you are a woman of noble character. Although it is true that I am a guardian redeemer of our family, there is another who is more closely related than I. Stay here for the night, and in the morning, if he wants to do his duty as your guardian redeemer, good, let him redeem you. But if he is not willing, as surely as the Lord lives, I will do it. Lie here until the morning. Boaz showed respect by doing what was right by Ruth's request. And lastly, Boaz was generous with his commitment. In Ruth chapter 4, 9 and 10, it reads, "Then Boaz announced to the elders and all the people, 'Today you are witnesses that I have bought from Naomi all the property of Elimelech, Chilion, and Mahlon. I have also acquired Ruth, the Moabite, Mahlon's widow, as my wife in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property, so that his name will not disappear from among his family or from his hometown. Today, you are witnesses.'" Boaz committed himself to ensuring that Ruth's former husband had offspring to carry on his name. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Leaders who fail to display generosity should ask themselves, "Do I really love the people I lead?" When great leaders err, they're always on the side of generosity. If they err in paying salaries, they err in paying too much. If they err in firing a staff member, they err on the side of excessive emotional support, severance package, and affirmation. Jesus talked about this generous spirit when he said, "If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand it over with your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Matthew 5, 40 and 41. A generous spirit drove Boaz to go the second mile with Ruth, even before he suspected she might become his wife. He assumed she would be attracted to a younger man. Even so, Boaz gave her extra time, attention, grain, respect, favor, and honor. My question is, how about you? Are you a leader? If so, would you be described as a generous one? Follow Boaz's examples of a generous leader. And that's it for today's Daily Nuggets. Again, I would like to remind you to hit subscribe on my YouTube channel. There will be great things coming up soon. And for the meantime, stay blessed, stay safe.